Haystacks. Ascent from Gateskath. 1,550 feet of ascent. 1¾ miles. Please ensure the following before embarking on this walk. That you have the right map, the appropriate Wainwright book, either Wainwright the Podcasts or Book 7, The Western Fells. That you've checked the weather, that you're wearing suitable clothing and footwear, that you're fit enough for the walk, and that somebody knows where you're going, your intended route, and how long you expect to be gone. For more about safety on the fells, please go to www.mountain.rescue.org.uk. Coupled with a return by the Warnscale route, the ascent of Haystacks via Scarth Gap is a prelude of much merit and beauty to a mountain walk of unique character. Instruction 1 from Gateskath Farm Car Park. Set out along the path signalled by a red postbox and a wooden sign reading Buttermere, Ennerdale. Follow the sign to the public bridleway, going through a gate marked Lakeside Path. Carry on along the track, and when you reach a kissing gate and a signpost to Ennerdale via Scarth Gap, press play again. Haystack stands unabashed and unashamed in the midst of a circle of much loftier fells, but not one of this distinguished group of mountains can show a greater variety and a more fascinating arrangement of interesting features. It is a place of surprises round corners, and there are many corners. For a man trying to get a persistent worry out of his mind, the top of Haystacks is a wonderful cure. Instruction 2. From the sign to Ennerdale via Scarth Gap. Follow the steep track uphill in the direction the sign indicates. The path curves around a triangle of trees, which you should keep on your left. When you reach a small bridge, press play again. The fell rises between the deep hollow of Warnscale Bottom, near Gateskath, and Ennerdale, between a valley familiar to summer motorists and a valley reached only on foot. It is bounded on the west by Scarth Gap, a pass linking the two. The Buttermere aspect is the better known, although this side is often dark in shadow and seen only as a silhouette against the sky. Here above Warnscale is a great wall of crags. The Ennerdale flank, open to the sun, is friendlier, but steep and rough nevertheless. Instruction 3. From the small bridge. From the bridge, stay on the very well-established knobbly path, keeping a fence and then a dry stone wall to your left. The path climbs steadily upwards, eventually reaching a gate and a stile. When you reach this, press play again. The spelling of Haystacks as one word is a personal preference of the author and others, and probably arises from a belief that the name originated from the resemblance of the scattered tors on the summit to stacks of hay in a field. If this were so, the one word, Haystacks, would be correct, as it is in Haycock. Instruction 4. From the gate and stile. Haystacks is now a vision before you. Stay on the path as it rises sharply up through the rocks of low wax and high wax knot. With much relief, you will eventually reach a grassy, rock-strewn plateau. When you get there, press play again. In Instruction 5 From the Grassy Plateau. Carry on up the path as it twists and turns towards a dry stone wall barring your path. Go through a gap in the middle. The path towards Scarth Gap now becomes a mess of rubble and stone, so take care in wet or icy conditions. To find your way, simply follow the small cairns. Eventually, you'll reach a crest where the going eases. Press play again when you get there. Scarth Gap is one of the pleasantest of footpasses. Apart from the steep section early on, above the old sheepfold, the gradients are gentle, and the views both ahead and behind are full of interest. The path is generally good. Instruction 6 From the Crest. The large bump of haystacks and a final ascent now lie to your left. Head along the path for the final twisting ascent. The path from Scarth Gap to the summit is clear, although in places you'll need to scramble. Press play again at the top. The summit has several cairns, but the highest part of the fell is a small rocky ridge 50 yards in length, with a cairn at each end and a tarn to the west. The north of these two cairns is usually regarded as the true summit. For beauty, variety, and interesting detail, for sheer fascination and unique individuality, the summit area of Haystacks is supreme. It is in fact the best fell top of all, a place of great charm and fairy tale attractiveness. Seen from a distance, these qualities are not suspected. With its thick covering of heather, it is dark and somber, even when the sun sparkles the waters of its many tarns, gloomy and mysterious, even under a blue sky. There are fierce crags and rough screes, and outcrops that will be grittier still when the author's ashes are scattered here. Yet the combination of features forms a design, or a lack of design, of singular appeal and absorbing interest. One can forget even a raging toothache on Haystacks. The route down via Warnscale, past Inanimate Tarn, makes a grand circuit. Details are on Haystacks, page 6. Please take care and have a pleasant and safe descent. For more Wainwright podcasts, visit www.golakes.co.uk. For Wainwright books, it's www.francislincoln.com. For the Wainwright Society, visit www.wainwright.org.uk.